predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
For this.
Oh, no, I was just expecting my boyfriend back from India.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
Hey, there's a package! Although not the package I was hoping for.
This is for me. This is the Argentinian dress Fernando wants me to wear for the New Year's Eve party tonight.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And so hideous.
There's no way I'm wearing this. It's way too big and bright and loud. And that's coming from me.
So what are you going to tell Fernando?
Oh, I'm going to tell him the truth. That it never came.
It's always open, Matt!
Sorry, not Matt. Is he coming back today?
No, she always wears leg makeup for breakfast.
Hey, Deej, I bought so much awesome stuff for your New Year's party. And guess what? It was all 90% off. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can, because those are from last year.
Would you mind returning all this stuff, Angel Food Cake? It's just there's some stuff I need to talk to DJ about, okay, Puddin' Pop?
Yeah, maybe DJ can help you come up with a nickname for me that, I don't know, isn't a food.
We will work on that, sugar. Pack it. Love you.
I love you. See you guys later.
Bye!
Bye, Lamb Chop. Okay, really big news. You better sit down. That's not the big news, by the way. I want to propose to CJ tonight.
You want to propose tonight?
Yes.
In my house?
Yes.
Right in front of me?
You know, maybe ordered like the side of you. I haven't figured out where everybody's standing yet. Now, listen, I'm pretty sure I know what I want to say, but can I run it by you first? And by run it by you first, I mean, will you please write it for me?
Yes, sure, of course. It's always been my dream to write my ex-boyfriend's marriage proposal. So, what do you got so far?
CJ.
Good start.
You know what? I can't say what's in my heart without food in my stomach. I'm gonna go nuke a frozen pizza.
Picking up our adopted baby in San Francisco. Now we can ring in the new year with you guys.
Yeah. It's almost like every important moment in our life always happens in this house or around this house.
Seriously, thank you guys for driving up last minute to share this beautiful moment with us.
Wouldn't miss it for the world, Jess. Mm. Plus, you're driving me to my colonoscopy on Monday.
I brought a little friend with me. Hope you don't mind.
This is something I would not miss.
Hi, Danny. Bye, Jess.
Okay, this filter makes us look like we're in Tokyo, so everyone yell Happy New Year in Japanese.
How do you say that?
I don't know. I was born in Fresno.
Okay, fine. Say Akimashite omedetou gozaimasu.
What are you doing here?
Mom said you guys have to include me in your New Year's Eve party. So what's up, my squad?
We are not your squad.
Perhaps you didn't hear me. Mom said. So let's start this party.
Hey, Max, I think that this partay needs some guacamole, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure, big bro. Be back with the dippin', so don't be trippin'. Yo, yo!
We gotta give it to Max tonight.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
Not that kind of get rid of. You know, I don't want to messing up the midnight kisses.
Whoa. We haven't agreed to any kisses.
I did.
Are you still mad at me about that hippo video? I said I was sorry. And I've been giving you lots of stuff.
I do appreciate the vanilla-scented candle and the Quiznos punch card.
If you buy 3 more subs, you get a free panini.
But I'm still not promising any kisses.
I understand. I can't buy your love with bribes, gifts, and trinkets. Here, have a Toblerone.
You are a good eater, little dude.
Well, I've got to admit, adopting a baby is way easier than being pregnant. I've already lost the baby weight. And you can have one of my world-famous piña gibladas. Served in a baby bottle, because you're having a baby. And Fernando's not ready for a sippy cup.
Mm. I'm only spilling my wine because I'm upset. Kimberlina's Argentinian dress was lost in the mail. I checked the tracking online, and they said it was delivered here today.
They did?
Yes. I assume it went to the wrong house, so I've been up and down the block pounding on doors.
You have?
Yes. And the harder I knock, the less they answer. So I would yell, "Have you seen my dress?" And they would yell, "We're calling the police."
I remember when Kimmy and I were kids, our mom used to feed us cream spinach. Only she called it ice cream. Yeah. Can you imagine how upset I was when I finally tasted real ice cream?
Hey, Ann, you want a giblata? Oh, yeah. They are almost as good as your gibleritas.
Okay. Hey, I was thinking, Steph Boyardee. Maybe one day we'll have one of these baby people. One that we make together.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, when a man and a woman love each other very, very much,
Jimmy,
there's a sport
Jimmy.
Involved.
Yes, okay, yes. I know how babies are made.
Oh, good, because that talk is always so awkward.
Yes, it is.
Good
Good job, Cosmo. I wish I was as regular as you are.
Come on, let us manly men enjoy this manly drink on this manly lawn while I build us a manly campfire.
Mmm, fire good.
Jess, we are so happy for you.
Thank you.
Do you realize we celebrated just like this right before DJ was born? Almost 40 years ago?
Oh, 40 years ago. Man, we are old farts, aren't we?
Hey, to farts.
To farts.
Wait, you know, guys, I've been thinking a lot about who's going to be the godfather to my new baby.
Well, we're all brothers here, so whoever you pick, I'm completely fine with it.
Thank you, Danny, because I picked Joey.
Jess, I am just so honored. Sorry, Joey, better luck next time.
Danny, he just picked me.
Yeah, Danny, I just picked him.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Jess. I'm the godfather.
You made me an offer I can't refuse.
Well, I just want to be clear right now that my feelings are not hurt in any way. I am completely fine with this. I'm fine as fine could be.
Look, the only reason why I picked Joey was because he's still raising kids.
Joey still is a kid.
I am not a kid.
Jess, I think you're forgetting how wonderful my three girls turned out.
Danny, with all due respect, I think you're forgetting that Jess and I did a lot of the parenting, right, Jess?
Yeah. You know, you'd go to work all day, and we'd be home raising the kids and scrubbing the floors, and gosh darn it, we made sure we looked beautiful for you by the time you got home. Look, if it means that much to you, you can be the godfather.
No, thank you. I ain't no scrub.
All right, fine. Joey, you're back to being the godfather.
No, not after you take it away and then give it to Danny.
You come to me and you say, Don Corleone, bring me justice. But you don't ask with respect.
You memorize that whole movie?
What movie?
All right, buddy. Good night. Oh, Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
Hey, Aunt Becky. Does adopting feel any different than when you were expecting Nikki and Alex?
Well, no one's doing cartwheels on my bladder, so that's good. But if you're asking me how it feels emotionally, it feels exactly the same.
Really?
Yes. It feels just as important and exciting, and I'm already crazy about this baby, and we haven't even met. Why do you ask?
Well, I found out a while ago that I won't be able to have kids of my own.
Oh, Steph, I had no idea. It's all right.
But, you know, one day, maybe adopting will be an option for me. And Jimmy, if we wind up together.
Well, you will make a wonderful mother to a very lucky child.
Thanks, Aunt Becky.
Has Jimmy been asking you about having kids?
Yeah, but I think we should start with a plant first and see how that goes.
Do you really think Max is gonna fall for the old Netflix fake countdown?
Of course he is. The fake countdown was invented for gullible little kids.
Totally. Your mom fooled you with it last year.
That's how I know it works.
Okay, teen squad. Time to get our sugar freak on.
You made it back just in time. It's almost midnight.
Already? Seemed like it was just 9:30.
Oh, look at the iPad. It's almost midnight. Here we go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! Oh, man. What a night. I am bushed.
Yeah, that was insane.
Well, I guess it's bedtime.
Awesome partying with you, Max.
That's it. That's the nearest thing was way overhyped.
Hey, thanks for giving up your bed and bunking with Tommy. Here's Uni the Unicorn.
Cool, Hangman. You're the best big brother a kid could ever have.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been telling you. All right, see ya.
Bye. Good night. Happy New Year.
Sleep tight.
Gotta get some sleep. Max out, my peeps.
I have to admit, I will be happy to see 2016 gone. First, your dress gets lost in the mail. And then I see Cosmo dragging the same dress across the floor. Say what?
Now, before you get upset, there is a very reasonable explanation for all this. The dress arrived. It was hideous, so I hid it in the doghouse.
Thank you for your dishonesty. Now, goodbye forever.
Still here.
I thought you would go. I'm not missing the party.
Come on in, Matt! Still not Matt.
Oh, wow. You guys look gorgeous.
We were at the Bay Area Podiatrist Annual New Year's Gala. We call it the football. The football, get it?
Just because no one laughs doesn't mean they don't get it. Where's my boyfriend, Max?
Oh, he's upstairs with the other kids.
Well, then, if you'll excuse me, my true love waits.
Excuse me, honey.
Yeah?
DJ. Okay, I've been trying to memorize my speech, but it won't stay in my brain. I keep freezing up.
No, it's okay. We'll sneak in a practice later.
Wow, you guys are being pretty secretive over here.
No, we're not. You are. I mean, no, you're not. We are. I mean, nom, 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 nom.
Max? Max, wake up. It's Rose. Rose? What are you doing here in the middle of the night? I'm here for the New Year's party, but it's already over. No, it's not even 11 yet. Look, I've been duped! By my own brother. So his wicked teen squad can have their precious New Year's kisses without me in the way. But as God is my witness, their lips shall not touch tonight! I've never seen this side of you. But I like it.
Hey, am I wasting my time with Ramona?
Oh, I mean, she's a great girl, but you're working too hard. The hat, the swagger, the duty-free Toblerone.
Maybe you're right. Maybe less is more. Because less of Popko is more than most girls can handle.
You're doing it again.
Really? I thought I dialed it way back. Duty-free cologne. And we step.
So, are you gonna kiss Popko or not?
I don't know. He's cute, but the hat and the swagger. He wears so much cologne. I can smell him right now.
Oh, it's almost midnight. Let's go. The door's stuck?
It won't open.
Countdown. No, you're not. It was 2 hours ago. business.
I should have never told you about that time Rusty did this to me and Stephanie.
Jackson had it coming. He tricked me into going to bed early.
Well, I'm sure Jackson learned his lesson. It's open. Hey, apologize to your brother.
I'm sorry, little buddy.
Don't little buddy me.
Come on, guys. Let's go ring in the new year.
All right, here. Yeah.
The only thing I'm gonna ring in is revenge. Sorry you had to see me like this. It's all right, Max. You didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose you.
All these years you guys have lived here for free. Do you have any idea how much money I've saved you both in rent?
You have any idea how much we saved you in babysitting?
Come on, guys, it's New Year's Eve.
No. This is good. This is good. After 40 years of nonstop hugging and those sappy heart talks, let's get real. You clearly has something to say to me, so come on, Danny, say it.
I don't think you want to go there.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm already there.
Well, I think you should leave.
Well, it's a little too late because I already put my jammies on and I'm sipping my sleepy time tea.
Here's the brutal truth. Forever is not my favorite song.
That is a lie. Everyone loves Forever.
Do they? It is kind of a snoozer.
You know, I have a few words for you that I've been dying to say. I hate Mr. Woodchuck.
That is a lie. Everyone loves Mr. Woodchuck.
Do they?
Well, at least Mr. Woodchuck doesn't dye his hair.
Mr. Jesse does not dye his hair.
Well, your pillowcase tells a different story.
Hey, Joey, speaking of hair, where'd you get yours cut? At a barber college?
Those students need the practice. And listen to this, Danny. The only reason people watch Wake Up USA is because they like Becky.
That is a lie. Everyone loves me.
Do they?
Yes, they do. Women adore me. And men find me non-threatening.
Are you sure it's not the other way around?
Guys, I need your help. I want to make Jackson disappear.
Max, come here. What are you talking about, son?
I want him lost at sea. So I need a boat, a broken compass, and enough gas to get him to the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, that's a well-laid-out plan, but what did Jackson do to deserve all that?
My brother stabbed me in the back.
I know what that feels like.
I thought he was my best friend.
I can relate to that.
You think you know a guy your whole life, and you don't know him at all.
Preach, brother, preach. Sometimes people close to you, they do things that make you mad.
If you hang out with someone long enough, that's bound to happen.
Max, let me ask you something. Do you love your brother?
Is this off the record?
Yes.
I guess I love the big dope.
So the secret to getting along with people that you love is forgiveness.
Yeah, because nobody's perfect.
And in the end, nothing's more important than loving your brothers.
I guess you're right. I should go give my brother a hug. Thanks, Grandpa.
Love you.
And Uncle Jesse and Joey.
All right, bud.
I forgot what a great team we are.
Yeah, we helped the kid out, and I taught you two jokers a good lesson.
You know, the kid did have a great idea about hugging your brothers.
love you guys. Well, as long as we're in the spirit of forgiveness. Come here, little guy. Yeah!
When I look into your future, I see my eyes. That cannot be right. Let me see the speech again.
No, Steve, you know this.
No, the closer it gets to midnight, the less I remember.
Just calm down, okay? And try it again.
Okay. I remember the first time I saw you. You were so beautiful. You're even more beautiful now. I love you so much.
I knew you were still in love with her. Steve, how could you do this to me?
No, CJ, it's not what you think. Tell her what we're doing.
No, I was practicing my proposal to you.
A little late, Steve. CJ, wait! No, Steve, tell her!
I've heard enough. Okay, I'm listening.
I'm blanking. Literally, my mind is a burrito. TJ, help me. Words say you. Ring, take.
No, really?
Really.
Okay, yeah. Not weird. CJ, I remember the first time I saw you. You were so beautiful. And you're even more beautiful now. I love you so much. I can't imagine living a single day without you. CJ, will you marry me?
Yes.
Gone 1 week.
Steve, that was so sweet.
I meant every word she said.
Oh, that makes more sense. Woo. Congratulations.
Way to go, buddy.
Honey, I am so sorry. They held me at customs and I lost my baggage and I couldn't find a cab.
Okay. Me.
DJ. Thanks for helping us out.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations, you guys. I'm so happy for you two. Okay, you happy couples, let's get this party started.
Okay, it's almost midnight. I am bored with my own anger. I need my Kimberlina.
Fernando. Here I am, my Latin prince.
Mi amor, you wore the dress. And you're right. It's hideous.
Jimmy, I need to talk to you. You know, earlier tonight, you threw out that whole let's have a baby thing. So you should know that I can't get pregnant.
Oh, that's okay. Neither can I.
Whew, feels good to get that off my chest.
I just want to make sure it's not a problem for you because, you know, if things work out between us, then we're going to have to consider other options, like adoption.
All that matters to me is that we're together. I love you, Etch a Steph.
I love you too, Jiminy Cricket.
Okay, it's almost midnight. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year, Ramona.
You're not gonna try and kiss me?
Nah, I don't need a kiss. I'm just happy to be with you.
Although a kiss is nice.
Wake up, everybody! Did someone order a baby?
Oh. I'd like you to meet the newest member of our family.
Pamela Donaldson Katsopoulos.
Named after my sister, your wife, and your mother.
Yes. Come on, everybody, come say hi.
Okay, okay, single file, no pushing, no shoving, and no touching without hand sanitizer.
There's your Aunt Kitty.
Wow. What a crazy night. I mean, I never thought I'd see DJ down on her knee proposing.
To a woman.
But you're cool with Steve being engaged because, you know, you were going to pick Matt last summer anyway, right?
Well... Wait, were you going to pick Steve?
I was.
Whoa.
I just thought that after all these years, we should see if we were meant to be together. But it doesn't matter now. I'm really happy with Matt. Hey, baby. I have a feeling this is going to be our best year yet. Right, she-wolves? Mm. Ow!
Hey, don't scare the baby, huh? Oh.
Comes here. Ow! 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 Ow!